Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
圣母经，万福玛利亚，你充满圣宠，主与你同在，你在妇女中受赞颂，你的亲子耶稣同受赞颂。天主圣母玛利亚，求你现在和我们临终时，为我们的罪人祈求天主。阿们。
Every day, millions of Roman Catholics recite these words of the Rosary as they pray to the Virgin Mary.
每一天有上成千上万的天主教徒，他们念这一段圣母经来向圣母玛利亚祷告。
Though they believe that Jesus suffered on the cross by dying for their sins, many of them believe that if they sin after they are baptized, that they are unworthy to approach Jesus.
所以他们相信耶稣为他们的罪受死，并付了他们罪的代价。但他们相信他是在他们受洗之后所再犯的罪，他们已经不配再来到耶稣的面前。
And so they ask Mary to plead their case before Jesus.
所以他们反而是来恳求玛利亚，让向耶稣代求。
And perhaps because of her motherly gentleness, Jesus will be merciful.
所以因为圣母玛利亚她的温柔，让耶稣能够对我们也能够更多的仁慈。
Protestants and Catholics both celebrate Christmas because they believe that on Christmas Day that the Virgin Mary gave birth to the baby Jesus.
跟正教的福音派里面，我们相信在圣诞节这一天是玛利亚给耶稣出生了。
But who was Mary?
但谁是这位玛利亚呢？
The Catholics tend to emphasize the role of Mary more than Protestants do.
在天主教里面，你会更常听到比在基督教会里面听到更多玛利亚的事情。
So what should our attitude towards Mary be?
我们对玛利亚的态度应该是什么样的？
Is she a goddess to be worshipped?
她是应该一个受崇拜的神吗？
Or a mere peasant to be ignored?
还是一个我们可以忽视的一个农家女？
Obviously, both of these extremes would be inappropriate.
但这两个极端都是不合适的。
The Catholics say that they do not worship Mary.
天主教徒很多人说他们并不是敬拜玛利亚。
Instead, they honor Mary.
而是他们只是尊敬玛利亚。
They say that worship is reserved for God alone.
他们说那敬拜是唯独归给神的。
Whereas honor is appropriate for the saints.
但对圣人的尊敬也是应该的。
And extreme honor is worthy of Mary because she is alone the mother of the Son of God.
但玛利亚是配得最高的尊敬，因为她是耶稣的母亲。
However, some Protestants would say that this extreme honor is too extreme.
但很多跟正的福音派的人说，这样子最高的崇敬是太过了。
That they would claim that the Catholic Church portrays an unrealistic and also an unbiblical portrait of Mary.
他们认为天主教对圣母玛利亚的描述是不对，在圣经上来说是不正确的。
For example, the Catholic's doctrine of the perpetual virginity of Mary declares that Mary remained a virgin for the rest of her life.
举例来说，在天主教里面，他们相信玛利亚她一生都维持她的贞洁，这件事情跟圣经描述并不是很合适。
In other words, they believe that Mary never had sexual relationships with her husband Joseph.
因为天主教他们相信玛利亚从来没有与她的丈夫约瑟有任何的婚姻上的关性上的关系。
The doctrine of the Immaculate Conception declares that Mary was preserved from original sin so that she could be the mother of God.
在这个玛利亚一生贞洁的这个教训中间，说明说玛利亚她是免除了原罪，所以她可以成为耶稣的母亲。
In other words, they believe that Mary was free from sin.
所以他们也相信玛利亚是没有罪的。
And the doctrine of the Assumption of Mary declares that Mary's whole her body and soul ascended into heaven.
他们在这个教义里面也相信玛利亚是全灵并她的肉身一起进了天国。
In other words, Mary never died.
也就是说玛利亚从来没有死。
So many Protestants would say that it is a wrong assumption to believe in the assumption of Mary.
所以很多在根教的福音派认为说这些天主教的假设是一个、是错误的假设。
But Protestants are particularly concerned with the proposed new doctrine that someday may be officially considered an official Catholic doctrine.
但、现在根正教福音派里面特别关心是否、这一些又会有一个更新的对于玛利亚的一 个,、一个教义会在天主教里面实行。
A few months ago, 7 million Catholics from more than 170 countries sent Pope Benedict the 16th a petition.
在、几个月前、有、上百万的天主教徒他们送给现在的教皇一个提议。
In this petition, they asked the Pope to use his papal infallibility to declare Mary the co-redemptrix, mediatrix, of all graces and advocate for the people of God.
他们希望能够、教皇能够用他教皇无误的权威能够宣布玛利亚是一个原始共同的救主在所有恩典、跟、所有神的神对人的恩典里面。
That's a big mouthful.
这是很长的一个文字。
What does that mean?
这什么意思呢？
Well, first, they would be, well, according to Kenneth Woodward, who is the religious editor of Newsweek, he wrote that if the Pope would agree to this request, it would mean that all Catholics would be expected to agree to all three of the following doctrines.
在新闻这个周刊里面有个记者说，如果教皇同意这个教义的话，那至少有三件事情会被确定。
First, they would be expected to believe that Mary participates in the salvation achieved by her son Jesus Christ.
第一个，他们会相信说玛利亚参与了耶稣整个、救赎的过程。
Second, they would need to believe that in order for humans to enjoy the benefits of salvation, Mary would need to plead with Jesus on their behalf.
第二，如果人要能够接受这个救恩的效果，他们必须也向玛利亚来祷告。
And thirdly, they would need to believe the only way that prayers could be reached by, to Jesus is for Mary to bring these prayer requests to his attention.
第三，他们会相信说，如果我们的祷告要能够达到耶稣跟前，必须是通过、玛利亚才能够达到。
Now, there's a few important things to understand.
我们必须要了解一些、很重要的事情。
First of all, there are many Catholics who strongly disagree with this proposal.
第一个是很多天主教徒都不同意这样的提议。
And secondly, the language of the proposal does not indicate that Mary plays an equal part in our salvation.
第二，这个提议中间也没有说玛利亚跟耶稣有在救赎中有相同的地位。
Instead, she merely aids Jesus in achieving our salvation by consenting to give birth to the Redeemer, by sharing his life, by suffering with him under the cross and sacrificing for the sake of the redemption of humankind.
而是在这边玛利亚只是帮助耶稣在他的生活里面他同意他能够、同意怀孕生子用他的生活来实际的、帮助这个救恩的完成。
And thirdly, the church would continue to teach that Mary is not a goddess that should be worshipped.
并且天主教会里面也其实会教导说、玛利亚并不是一个神我们应该来敬拜的。
Instead, she is the mother of God and thus worthy of extreme honor, but not worship.、
所以他们也是要教导说玛利亚只是一个受得配得我们极度的尊敬而不是一个让我们能够敬拜的神。
However, it seems that not all Catholics、understand the distinction between extreme honor and worship.
但很多天主教徒他们对这个极度的尊敬跟敬拜并没有很正确的了解。
A few misinformed Catholics may actually worship Mary as a goddess.
如果在天主教会里面，可能有一些、不是很明白的天主教徒，他们可能会把玛利亚当作神一样来敬拜。
But this is without the Rome's blessing.
但这并不是从、罗马、天主教会里面直接出来的。
And it seems to be more prevalent in developing countries than it is in the Western world.
在一些开发中国家、更为流行，而不是在这些、比较完整的西方教会里面。
However, it does seem to be more of a common problem for some Catholics to love and adore Mary more than Jesus.
对一些部分的教会有这样的一个更喜爱玛利亚的过于耶稣的情节。
And when they do, they fall into the sin of Mariolatry, which is the worship of Mary.
他们就会落入这样的陷阱，是去敬拜玛利亚。
Because when anything or anybody becomes more important than Jesus, that is considered idolatry.
因为有任何一件事情超过耶稣基督，那就是偶像。
So that brings up the question: why shouldn't we worship Mary?
但这也问我们同样问题，我们为什么不要敬拜玛利亚？
Or at least, why shouldn't we consider Mary to be a sinless human and a co-redeemer and thus worthy of extreme honor?
或是我们为什么不认为玛利亚是从来没有犯罪所以值得我们这个基督的尊敬呢？
Well, the first reason is found in Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 30, where Gabriel informs Jesus. Mary, where Gabriel informs Mary that she would give birth to Jesus Christ.
第一个原因是我们可以在路加福音一章二十六节里面找到，是天使加百列奉神的差遣去跟玛利亚宣召。
In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary.The angel went to her and said, Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you.
到了第六个月，天使加百列奉神的差遣往加利利的一座城去，这城名叫拿撒勒，到了一个童女那里，是已经许配大卫家的一个人，名叫约瑟，童女的名字叫玛利亚。天使进去对她说，蒙大恩的女子，我问你安，主和你同在。
Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be.But the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God.
玛利亚因这话就很惊慌，又反复思想，这样问安是什么意思？天使对她说，玛利亚，不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了。
Well, the first reason why we should not give Mary extreme honor is because Mary did not earn the right to be the mother of Jesus.
我们第一个不用去过度的尊敬玛利亚的原因，是因为玛利亚并不是撰者，她成为耶稣母亲的这样一个职分。
Instead, she became the mother of Jesus by an act of grace, which means an undeserved favor.
她是成为耶稣的母亲，是因为神的恩典，她是一个她并不配得的这个恩典。
You see, in the original language, the angel literally said to Mary in verse 28.Enjoy grace, you who have found grace with God.
在原文里面，在二十八节里面，天使加百列对玛利亚的话是说，让你来能够享受这个神的恩典，因为这个恩典是神给你的。
So when the Catholics pray Hail Mary, full of grace, they are being biblical because the passage is literally filled with grace.
所以在天主教他们说万福玛利亚的时候。其实是很符合圣经的，因为在这个整个圣经里面讲到玛利亚的时候是充满了恩典的。
But it's not grace that Mary bestows upon other people.
但并不是玛利亚给别人的恩典。
Instead, it is grace that Mary receives from the Lord.
而是玛利亚从神得到的恩典。
Mary realized that she did not deserve to be the mother of God.
玛利亚明白说她并不配得这样的恩典。
And that's why in her song in verses 46 through 55, she calls herself merely a servant of God.
所以在后面46节到55节里面，玛利亚的颂歌里面提到，我不过是个神的使女。
And she marvels that God actually gave her the privilege to become the mother of the Messiah.
她对神让她成为那弥赛亚的母亲，感觉到非常的惊奇。
In this passage, she gives all praise to God.
所以在她整个祷告里面，她对神一直给了很多的赞美。
And she takes no praise for herself.
她一点都没有赞美自己的意思。
She says that people would bless her not because of what she did, but because of what God did.
她这边说，因为万代要称为为有福，并不是因为她所做玛利亚做的事情，而是因为神在她身上所成就的事情。
The second reason why we shouldn't give extreme honor to Mary is found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 47, where Mary says, My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
我们第二个原因，我们为什么不用给玛利亚的最高的尊敬？是因为在路加福音第一章46-47节，玛利亚说：“我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐。”
The Catholic theologian Saint Thomas of Aquinas recognized that this verse indicates that Mary was not sinless.
所以在天主教的一个神学家亚基纳的圣汤姆士，他这边就知道说，其实玛利亚并不是完全无罪的。
She knew that she was unable to redeem others from sin.
她也知道她自己不能够帮助能够救那些有罪的人。
Instead, she recognized that she needed God to redeem her from her own sin.
她能玛利亚正确地认识到她必须要神的救赎对她自己的罪，她需要神的救赎。
She realized she needed her son to be her savior.
她明白说她需要她的儿子成为她的救主。
Now the third reason why we should give extreme honor to Mary is that though Jesus honored and obeyed Mary as his mother, he had never honored her as a co-redeemer.
第三个原因我们不用给玛利亚这极度的尊敬，是因为耶稣自己他虽然顺服他玛利亚成为是他的母亲，但他从来没有把玛利亚当作一个共同的救赎主。
In Luke 11, verse 27, a woman cries out to Jesus, Blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nursed you.
在路加福音里面，路加福音11:27里面说到，耶稣正说话的时候，众人中间有一个女人大声说，怀你胎的和乳养你的有福了。
That would have been a perfect time for Jesus to acknowledge Mary as his co-redeemer.
这个时候，如果耶稣要来认同玛利亚是这个位共同救主的话，这是一个最好的机会了。
But instead he replies, Blessed rather are those who hear the word and obey it.
耶稣的回答却是说，那听神的话且顺服的人是更为有福了。
John chapter 19, verses 25-27, Jesus looks down at Mary at the cross.
在约翰福音19:25-27里面说，站在耶稣十字架旁，耶稣看着他站在十字架底下的母亲。
He does not recognize her as his co-redeemer.
那个时候，他也没有把玛利亚当成一个共同的救主。
Instead, he recognized that she was a needy woman that needed his friend John to help take care of her.
那个时候耶稣所知道是玛利亚仍然有需要他的门徒约翰来帮助他。
The fourth reason why we should give extreme honor to Mary is that there is no biblical support for the Catholic doctrines that support extreme honor.
四个原因我不用给玛利亚这极度的尊敬，是在天主教的教义里面并没有一个很强力的支持说玛利亚是这位共同的救主。
There's no biblical support for the doctrine of the Immaculate Conception.
在圣经里面并没有来证实说他证实他是一直维持他的童女的贞洁。
Or her sinlessness.
或是他从来没有犯罪。
Her ascension into heaven.
或是他直接的回到天堂。
Or that Christians should pray to her.
或是说基督徒应该向玛利亚祷告。
And the evidence for the perpetual virginity is very shaky, to say the least.
对于玛利亚，她一生都维持童女的贞洁，实在很值得怀疑的。
So, if Mary is not worthy of the extreme honor that many Catholics give to her, how should we respond to our Catholic friends?
如果玛利亚并不是一个值得我们最高尊敬的这样一个人，我们应该怎么样对我们天主教的朋友来回答呢？
I believe that there are four things that we should keep in mind.
我想我们有四件事情应该要记得。
First, don't assume that all Catholics believe in the official doctrine of the Church.
第一个不要假设说每一个天主教徒都非常同意在教皇里面所定的这些教义。
Some Catholics have a very good understanding of the Bible.
有些在天主教的神父，他们对圣经的教导有很清楚的了解。
For example, when I was in England, I asked a couple of Polish Catholic women why they thought they would go to heaven.
有一次我在英国的时候，我 碰到一些从波兰天主教会来的姐妹，我问他们说，你们为什么认为你们会进天堂呢？
They replied, because of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
他们的回答是因为耶稣基督的受死与复活。
I couldn't have said it any better.
我没有办法再说得更好了。
Secondly, be careful accusing Catholics of worshiping Mary.
第二，我们不应该要错误的来控告说他们敬拜玛利亚。
Most Catholics do not consider Mary to be a goddess or to be equal with God.
大部分的天主教徒都不认为玛利亚是一个女神，或者她是与神同等的。
Sometimes they seem to attribute to her qualities that only God could have, such as sinlessness and the ability to help out with redemption.
有些时候，他们好像把一些只有神的属性，像这个无罪或是救赎的属性，给了玛利亚。
However, we must recognize that there is a difference between faulty theology and blatant idolatry.
但我们也必须要正确的认识，在一个错误的教导跟偶像敬拜是有很大的不同。
Thirdly, we should show the gentle side of Jesus.
第三，我们也应该来说明耶稣他温柔的那部分。
Reason why some Catholics believe that they need to pray to Mary instead of Jesus.Is that because they see Jesus as being merely holy and stern?
因为很多天主教徒他们向玛利亚祷告，因为他们所看到耶稣的那一部分，觉得耶稣是一个非常严肃并且圣洁的神。
You can show them verses like Hebrews 4:15-16, where Jesus is described as a merciful priest who sympathizes with our weaknesses.
我们应该告诉他们，在圣经上有像希伯来书4:15-16来描述耶稣那仁慈祭司的那一部分，他能够同情我们的软弱。
This passage states, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who was tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace."To help us in our time of need.
希伯来书4:15-16这样说，因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧的来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
In other words, Jesus is not a stern high priest that we need to avoid.
也就是说，耶稣不只是一个不是一个严肃的一个审判者。我们必须要常常躲着他。
Instead, he is a sympathetic high priest whom we can approach directly.
而是他是一位能够体恤我们软弱的大祭司，我们应该时常坦然无惧地来到他的面前。
And fourthly, we need to give proper honor to Mary.
第四，我们应该给玛利亚给她当受的尊敬。
Though some Catholics may be guilty of giving too much honor to Mary, many of us Protestants are guilty of giving too little honor to Mary.
也许有些天主教徒他们有给玛利亚过多尊敬的错误，但同样的很多福音派的基督徒，我们也有错误，因为我们给玛利亚太少的尊敬。
Some people might think that Catholics are guilty of Mariolatry, which is the worship of Mary.
有些人认为说，天主教徒他们是有去敬拜玛利亚的这个错误。
But many of us Protestants may be guilty of Mary apathy, which is the indifference to Mary.
但我要说呢，我们很多天主教福音派的基督徒，我们对于有这个玛利亚冷感症，这个是也不是正确的。
But why should we refrain from being apathetic to Mary?
我们为什么要避免说我们？对于玛利亚有这样的冷漠呢？
If she did not earn the right to be the mother of Jesus, why should we give her any honor at all?
如果玛利亚并不是赚得她成为耶稣母亲的这个职分，那我们为什么要来尊敬她呢？
I believe that there are two reasons why it is wrong to deprive Mary of the honor that she deserves.
我至少想到两个原因，我们不应该把这个我们当给玛利亚的尊敬拿掉。
The first reason can be found in Luke.1:46-47, where Mary says, My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed.
因为在路加福音一章46-48里面描述到，玛利亚说：“我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐，因为他顾念他使女的卑微，从今以后万代要称我为有福。”
I believe that this passage is indicating that Christians throughout all centuries are expected to bless Mary.
在这段经文里面，就描述了，其实，在众历代的基督徒，我们应该给玛利亚相当的尊敬。
But what does the word bless mean?
但这个祝福或者尊敬的这个字什么意思呢？这个福什么意思呢？
To call her blessed means to call her fully satisfied.
这里有福的意思是说她是一个完全了。
But why was she fully satisfied?
但她为什么事情是完全了呢？
The answer to that question can be found in verse 49.
可以在49节里面找到这个问题的答案。
For the mighty one has done great things for me. Holy is his name.
因为49节说那有全能的为我成就了大事，他的名为圣。
Mary was fully satisfied because God had done great things for her.
玛利亚是完全的，因为是神成就了这个大事。
So the reason why we should be apathetic to Mary is because when we are indifferent to her, we are showing that we are indifferent to the one of the greatest acts of grace that God has ever accomplished.
在我们忽视玛利亚的这样的一个情形里面，我们其实忽视了神在历史历代里面所成就的一个非常最伟大的一个恩典。
But when we show appreciation for her, we're also showing appreciation to God.
当我们能够对玛利亚这样的一个心来感谢的时候，我们也是对神来做的感谢。
The second reason why we should not be indifferent to Mary is because she has set a good example.For all of us.
我们第二个不应该对玛利亚冷淡的原因，是因为玛利亚其实为我们做了好的榜样。
This is seen in what Elizabeth said to Mary in Luke chapter 1, verses 42-45.
是在路加福音一章40-45里面，伊丽莎伯对玛利亚的一个描述的记载。
After the angel told Mary that she would become the mother of the Messiah, Mary told the good news to her older relative.
在天使告诉玛利亚她要成为弥赛亚的母亲的时候，玛利亚就去告诉她的一个亲戚叫伊丽莎伯。
And in verses 42-45, Elizabeth said in a loud voice.
所以在42-45节里面，伊丽莎伯就高声的喊出了这样的事情。
Blessed are you among women, and blessed is this child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me?And as soon as the sound of your greeting touched my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished.
伊丽莎伯高声喊着说，你在妇女中是有福的，你所怀的胎也是有福的。我主的母到我这里来，这是从哪里得的呢？因为你问安的声音一入我耳，我妇女的胎就欢喜跳动。这相信的女子是有福的，因为主对她所说的话。
Let's recognize that Mary was an example that was worthy to be followed.
这里我们可以来看到说玛利亚的榜样是值得我们来跟从的。
So instead of being guilty of the sins of Mariolatry or Mariapathy, we should have the attitude of Mariology, which is the study of Mary.
所以我们不应该是对玛利亚过分的热衷，或是对她过分的冷漠。我们是应该有一个正确的来认识这个玛利亚学。
This is giving Mary the right amount of honor.
也就是我们应该给玛利亚她当得的尊敬。
So we should study Mary in order to learn from her.
所以我们应该来看看圣经中对玛利亚的描写，然后我们可以从她身上来学习功课。
But what can we learn from Mary?
那我们可以学什么呢？
There are at least four things that we need to learn from her in Luke chapter 1.
在路加福音第一章里面，我们至少看到有四件事情我们可以来跟玛利亚学习。
First thing that we need to learn from her is found in verses 26-27, which says that Mary was a virgin.
第一个我们可以向她学习的是在路加福音第21章26-27节所记载的，玛利亚是一个童女。
first thing that we should learn from her is to have purity in the midst of temptation.
我们第一个向她学习的事情是在各样的试探中间能够维持我们的纯洁。
Mary was a teenager who kept herself pure for marriage.
玛利亚是在当时是一个十几岁的女孩子，她保持了自己的贞洁，为她婚姻的缘故保持了她的贞洁。
So how pure are we?
我们有多么的纯洁呢？
Singles, have you made a vow to keep yourself pure until marriage?
我们单身的弟兄姐妹，你是否为你的婚姻来维持这个纯洁呢？
Have you allowed yourself to get into a relationship in which you touch each other in an inappropriate way?
你是否能够容许你自己在一个男女的关系中间有不适合的亲密接触呢？
Married people, are you involved in any type of flirtatious relationship?With anyone besides your spouse.
在我们这边结婚的弟兄姐妹，你们是否在与除了你自己配偶之外的人有任何的不好的关系呢？
Men, do you allow yourself to look at magazines or websites or videos that cause you to lust?
在我们的弟兄中间，你是否容许你自己看到一些杂志或是Internet 上面能够让你有更多的这些贪恋的事情。
Ladies, do you allow yourself to read steamy romance novels or watch soap operas that compromise the purity of your mind?
姐妹，你们是否能够去看一些连续剧或是一些小说、罗曼的小说它是对你的心灵的纯洁是有损伤的。
So God forgives us when we confess our sins of impurity. We need to make vows to keep ourselves from becoming impure.
虽然神会对我们这些犯的错误给我们赦免，但是我们也应该 要小心去保守我们对神面前这样的一个纯洁。
We need to learn from Mary to keep ourselves pure in the midst of temptation.
我们需要向玛利亚学习，在各样的试探中间能够来保持我们的纯洁。
Second thing can be found in Luke chapter 1, verse 34.
第二件我们可以向玛利亚学习的事情是在第34节。
After Gabriel told Mary that she would give birth to a child, Mary said in verse 34, How will this be since I am a virgin?
在加百列告诉玛利亚她要怀孕生子的时候，玛利亚就在34节说，我没有出嫁，怎么能有这事呢？
Now compare that,verse to verse 18 in which Mary's shirt-tail relative Zechariah was told that his wife Elizabeth would give birth to a son that would be called John the Baptist.
我们来对比18节里面玛利亚的姻亲撒加利亚，他是在他的天使所告诉说他的太太要怀孕生一个儿子。
Zechariah asked the angel, How can I be sure of this? I am an old man, and my wife is well beyond in years.
撒加利亚对天使说，我凭什么可知道这事呢？我已经老了，我的妻子也年纪老迈了。
Both Mary and Zechariah asked questions when Gabriel told them that they would have miraculous births.
玛利亚跟撒加利亚他们都被神所通知，当有一个很大的奇迹要在他们身上发生。
And yet afterwards, Zechariah was rebuked, and yet Mary was commended.
但后面撒加利亚却被神所指责，玛利亚却得了神的赞美。
So why did Gabriel respond so differently to Mary and Zechariah?
为什么这个加百列的信息对于玛利亚跟撒加利亚会有这么大的不同呢？
The reason is that they had different attitudes when they asked these questions to Gabriel.
这个原因是因为他们对加百列所告诉他们的信息有不同的态度。
The difference can be seen when you compare verses 20 and verse 45.
我们可以来比较第二十节跟第四十五节里面我们所发现的不同的地方。
In verse 20, the angel Gabriel rebukes Zechariah because he did not believe that John the Baptist's birth would take place.
第二十节里面，加百列指责撒加利亚，因为撒加利亚他的心里不相信他的儿子施洗约翰会出生。
But in verse 45, Elizabeth commends Mary because Mary realized and believed that an even more miraculous birth would take place.
在第四十五节里面，伊丽莎伯对玛利亚的赞美是因为玛利亚说玛利亚是有福的，因为有个更大的神迹要从玛利亚身上发生，而她却相信了。
When God revealed something that did not make sense to Zechariah, Zechariah asked questions because he demanded proof.
在神向撒加利亚来宣传这样的神迹之前，撒加利亚跟神要一个证明。
But when God revealed something to Mary that did not make sense, Mary asked questions because she wanted to understand.
当神向玛利亚说明这个不合理的神迹的时候，玛利亚问神问神是因为她想要了解。
Zechariah asked questions because he did not believe, but Mary asked questions because she did believe.
撒加利亚问的问题是因为他不相信，玛利亚问问题是因为他相信。
When life doesn't make sense, do you seek proof or do you seek understanding?
当你的生活并不合理的时候，你是跟神要一个证明，还是你跟神要一个了解？
When your professor shows convincing evidence that seems to contradict the Bible, do you seek for answers because you think the Bible might be wrong, or do you seek answers because you know that the Bible is true?
当你的教授跟你提出了一些圣经上也许并不是很正确的一些证明的时候，你是要来去寻找答案，是来找到圣经中的错误呢，还是你要来寻找答案，来知道圣经的正确的描述？
When life is unfair, when you experience intense suffering, do you question God because you doubt His existence or you doubt His love?
当你在生活中有碰到很不合理的苦难的时候，你来向你质问神，是因为你质问神，你怀疑他不存在吗？
Or do you question God because you want to know how to respond in a godly manner?
还是你向神求问，你应该怎样对神的回应才是正确的？
It's hard to believe when life doesn't make sense.
在我们生活中有很多不合理事情发生的时候，要相信是很困难的。
But we need to learn from Mary to have faith in the midst of questions.
但我们却要向玛利亚学习，在我们这样许多不合理的事情中间的时候，我们能够来向神求问。
Thirdly, we need to learn from Mary is to have joy in the midst of trials.
第三个我们向玛利亚学习的是，在这样一个很大的试探中间，我们仍然能够喜乐。
When Gabriel told Mary that she was going to have a baby out of wedlock, she could have told Gabriel.No thanks.
当加百列对玛利亚说她要同意怀孕生子的时候，她可以跟加百列说，我不要这样的事情。
She could have said, "Look, I know that the Messiah needs to be born from a virgin, because I know that the stains of original sin pass through the seed of a man, but I want you to find somebody else."
玛利亚可以说，我虽然明白说圣经教导是要童女怀孕。生这个弥赛亚，因为人的原罪是通过这样一个生产的关系所持续下来，但是我不想做这件事情。
Joseph might not like it.
约瑟可能也不喜欢这件事情。
He might even stone me.
他可能会用石头来打死我。
And even if he doesn't, I'm concerned about my reputation.
就算约瑟不在乎，我可能也对我的名誉也是很大的影响。
People will consider me an immoral woman.
可能很多人认为我是一个不道德的女人。
But instead, she submitted to God by telling Gabriel in verse 38, "I am the Lord's servant. May it be as you have said."
但是她却顺服了神的话。她在38节说：“我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。”
But Mary doesn't have the attitude of resigned reluctancy.
她玛利亚并没有一个不情愿的心态。
She doesn't say, "Well, okay, I guess I will if I have to."
她可以说，好吧，那就照你的话去做吧。
Instead, we see in verses 46 and 47 that she rejoices in the opportunity to be the mother of the Messiah.
在46节、47节里面，我们看到她欢喜快乐的能够有这个机会成为弥赛亚的母亲。
She realized that the blessings of God would far outweigh the trials that she would experience as a result of this opportunity.
他明白神的祝福会远远超过他所受的，他将所受到的试探，因为有这样子一个成为弥赛亚母亲的机会。
Many of us think that if we are good Christians, that God is obligated to make our life easy.
很多我们人相信呢，如果我们做一个好的基督徒，那神应该要给我们一个很容易的生活。
God is obligated to give us straight A's on our report card.
所以神应该要给我们成绩单上全部都是 A。
God is obligated to give us a job or a promotion.
神应该给我们有一个好的工作或是一个好的升迁的机会。
God is obligated to make our parents or our children or our spouse treat us right.
神应该让我们的父母或是我们的小孩或是我们的配偶能够对我们很好。
But the truth is, it's that God can do better things in our lives through trials than he could if he did allow those trials to come into our lives.
但是神能够在我们生命中做更美好的工作，是通过那些试探，而不是让我们能够完全没有一些试探在我们的生活当中。
And so we need to learn from Mary to have joy in the midst of trials.
所以我们应该向玛利亚学习，在试探中间仍然能有这样的喜乐。
The fourth thing that we need to learn from Mary is found in Luke chapter 1, verse 47, where Mary says, My soul rejoices in God my Savior.
我们可以向玛利亚学习的第四件事情是在第47节，玛利亚说，我灵以神我的救主为乐。
The fourth thing we need to learn from Mary is to have dependence in the midst of our capabilities.
这边我们要向玛利亚学习的是，虽然我们有能力，我们也能够来学习依靠神。
Mary was a very capable young woman.
玛利亚可能是一个很有能力的一个年轻的女孩。
She had purity in the midst of temptations.
她在各样的试探中间，她能够保持她的纯洁。
She had faith in the midst of questions.
她在各样疑问中间仍然能够有信心。
She had purity in the midst of joy in the midst of her trials.
她在试探中仍然能够有喜乐。
It would have been tempting for her to have a messianic complex.
她可以有一个弥赛亚综合症。
It would have been tempting to think that she could save herself.
她可以说有这样的试探就是说我可以拯救我自己。
But Mary realized that she was not a co-redeemer.
但玛利亚却正确的认识她并不是一个救主。
She knew that she was a sinner that needed a savior.
她知道她也是个罪人，她需要神的救赎。
And one day she would look up at the cross and she would see her child dying on the cross for her sins.
有一天她能够抬头看到耶稣基督在十字架上为玛利亚的罪而死。
That child that one day had looked up to her and smiled in the manger.
那位在马槽里抬头看见玛利亚向她微笑的婴孩。
She would see her child stretch out her arms and die.
她会看到她的儿子张开她的双臂在十字架上而死。
She realized that she needed her son for the punishment of her sin.
她明白她儿子将要为罪的惩罚而死。
What about you?
你呢？
What are you relying on to get to heaven?
你凭什么要知道要去回天堂呢？
You're most likely a very decent person.
你很可能是一个很好的人。
People most likely think of you as being very nice, and even noble.
很多人认为你很好，甚至认为你是一个高贵的人。
But do you think that you can make it into heaven because you're basically a decent person?
但你认为因为你能够进天堂的原因就是因为你是一个比较好的人吗？
Let me be very frank with you.
让我能够很诚实地对你说。
If the Virgin Mary needed a savior, you definitely need a savior.
如果童贞女玛利亚都需要一个救主，那你当然也需要一个救主。
You need to pray to God and tell him,I'm sorry for the wrong things that I've done.
需要向神祷告说，我为所犯的过错，我感到抱歉。
I'm sorry for thinking that I could earn my way into heaven.
我对我说，我觉得我可以赚得这个进天堂的事情，来向你感到抱歉。
I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for the wrong things that I've said or thought or done.
我相信耶稣基督为我在十字架上为我而死，让我能够免除我所思想里面、行为里面所做错的事情。
And I believe that He rose again to give me eternal life in heaven.
并且我相信他复活，要在将来给我那永远的生命。
Please come into my life and change me.
进入我的生命来改变我。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣名祷告。
If you prayed a prayer like that, or if you would like to become a Christian, I would like to encourage you to talk to Pastor Hsu or to me after the service.
如果你做了这样的祷告，愿意成为基督徒，我希望在崇拜之后能够跟徐牧师或我来谈话。
Don't try to be your own savior.
不要成为你自己的救主。
Learn from Mary to have dependence in the midst of your capabilities.
向玛利亚学习，即使你很有能力，仍然能够来学习依靠神。
I once read about a lady that had a custom that they had in their home every Christmas.
我知道一个女士在他们家里面每个圣诞节都有这样子一个习惯。
They made a birthday cake for Jesus.
他们为耶稣做一个生日蛋糕。
And after that, they blow out the candles.
他们然后吹蜡烛。
My guess is that they didn't put over 2,000 candles on the cake.
我想他没有放2,000支蜡烛在上面。
So after that, they give Jesus a birthday present.
然后他们就给耶稣一个生日的礼物。
They didn't give Jesus another tie.
他没有给耶稣另外一个领带。
They didn't give him another fruit cake.
也并不是另外一个水果蛋糕。
Instead, they gave Jesus a part of themselves.
而是将他们自己的一部分给耶稣。
It's like they gave Jesus an early New Year's resolution.
好像给耶稣一个承诺，是一个新年的新希望。
So the mother might give a present to Jesus of being more patient with her son.
所以母亲妈妈可能给耶稣的礼物是让他能够对他的儿子能够更有耐心。
Or the daughter might give a present of reading the Bible more often the next year.
或者女儿可以给耶稣的礼物是她明年会好好的读圣经。
I would like to propose that a good present we could give Jesus this year is the gift of a Merry Christmas.
我们可以给耶稣一个好的礼物，在新年的圣诞节里面是给一个玛利亚的圣诞节。
Not an merry Christmas, but an marry Christmas.
并不是一个美丽的圣诞节，而是一个玛丽的圣诞节。
And we can do this by following the example of Mary.
我们可以因为效法玛利亚的榜样来完成这样的事情。
We can do this by being pure in the midst of trials.
我们可以在试探中维持我们的纯洁。
By having faith in the midst of questions.
在我们疑问中间对神有信心。
By having joy in the midst of difficulties.
在困难中间仍然能够喜乐。
And by having dependence in the midst of our capabilities.
在我们自己虽然有能力的时候仍然能够来仰望神。
But whatever gift we decide to give to Jesus, I would like to wish to every one of you a Merry Christmas.
在不管是我们会耶稣有给耶稣怎么样的一个礼物，我仍然希望你有一个美丽还是玛利亚的圣诞节。
Because when we bless Mary, we ultimately bless her son, Jesus Christ.
因为当我们称玛利亚为有福的时候，我们也认同那有福的来源是从神而来。我们感谢艾保罗牧师的信息。
We thank Pastor Paul for his message.
希望我们每个人都在过这个圣诞节的时候，想到玛利亚她自己的正确地位。
So for this Christmas, we can recognize the appropriate status of Mary.
也希望我们每一个人都能从玛利亚学习。
And we can learn from Mary too.
学习她怎样持守纯洁。怎样对神的话有信心？怎样在困难中仍然能够喜乐
？Learn from her purity, her faith, and her joy.
好，我们唱一首回应的诗歌《奇妙圣音》。
Let's sing a response with the hymn, What Child Is This?